Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 36, the Shir for Women. We're going to introduce such a vital and important, beautiful concept. Again, I take this from a book, it's out of print, called Tomorrow is Today, sewn by Mr. Morris Mandel and Leo Gartenberg. Mr. Morris Mandel was a very wise person, a therapist, a counselor that lived in Yerushalayim. That wrote very wise thoughts and ideas in the Jewish press for a long time. And I want to just relay something really profound that he writes in his book. It's called Opening the Door to Today. He says, an analyst listens to many things that his client tells him, dreams and other things, and tries to discover hidden subconscious truths. And there's one odd dream that one of them, the analysts themselves, related to his colleagues. Between 11 o'clock and 11:30 p.m., after a day of ceaseless hard work, he dropped off to sleep as he sat in his overstuffed chair because he was mentally exhausted. And in his dream, he was at his desk, and he looked at a calendar hanging on his wall. And the sight that he met by looking at the calendar on his wall astonished him. The calendar grew in size. It was tremendous. It was as large as the wall itself. And he looked at the calendar and he noticed a small latch near to the figure 21, the 21st day of the month. And he had an urge to open the latch and see if the door of the calendar would be open, and it did. And he walked into the 21st of the month, which was the next day. It was actually that day. He opened the latch and walked right into tomorrow, the next day. He said, "What a sight greeted me. I was in a long corridor with partitions marked out for hours and minutes. And as far as my eye could see, there were partitioned cubicles. In fact, the last partition was clearly visible. It was the 60th minute of the 24th hour of the 22nd day of the month. Suddenly I heard a voice in the corridor, and the voice asked, 'What did you expect to find inside a day?' And it didn't wait for the reply. The voice continued and said as follows: 'Anything can happen inside a day. It is new, just born, has not been lived before, belongs completely to you. It will bring new people, new things to do, surprises to be experienced, lessons to be learned, challenges to be met. As a sage once taught, days are scrolls. Write on them what you want to be remembered by.'" By the way, this is brought down in Sefer Chayos Halvavos. I forgot the exact Maror Malkim, but I'll try to find it and relay it. But days are scrolls. The way the Lashon is translated is Megillos. They are like empty diary pages that you could write in them whatever you want to be remembered by. That's what the way you look at it. People like to write diaries about their past, but look at the day ahead of you as a blank diary page. What are you going to fill up that day with your choices? So a day can bring knowledge. No, not schoolroom knowledge, not history or dates or battles or wars won and lost or mathematical problems or rules of grammar. Rather, what it will do, not this knowledge, will bring you an understanding of life and of growth and of maturity. In a day, you have the power you have to develop better relationship with your family, better relationship with your friends. It is your day. It is all your day. It's the only day there is. It's a day in which you can play a part. The part you will play today will help fashion your tomorrow. In it, you can have love, prayer, work, and service to others. The voice continued to speak and said to me in my dream, do you understand time? It's not a shadow on a dial or a striking of a clock or a setting of a sun or passing day into night. It's not a summer or a winter or months or years or centuries. It's not any of these outward signs. The only measure of time is not time itself. Time is life. Time is precious. Time cannot be bought. Time cannot be sold. And the analyst said the dream became more and more vivid and the voice more persistent, and the voice continued. You make love part of your day because love makes a day full of sunshine, no matter what the weather may be. Without it, marriage is a failure. A millionaire gladly trades his wealth for it. A musician is inspired by it. Kings find his crown useless. A king finds his crown useless, a useless toy, if his life is devoid of love. A soldier, the man, a woman, a judge, all crave it. Man is made for love. It is an enriching power. When eyes are love lit, the world becomes full of joys of spring, the music of the birds, the beauty of the heavens, the mercies of Hashem. Love is a fire that warms but never burns. It obscures defects and rejoices at successes. It delights in giving rather than receiving and searches out the good and builds on that. So I just want to, before I go on, just to bring out a point. The way he puts love here is not the love as we know in many of our cultures, a selfish love, a self-absorbed, unhealthy love. This love that he's talking about here is a true love, a love that comes with respect and with awe as well, although he doesn't say it here openly. But that's the idea of a fire that warms but never burns. You see, a fire that warms but never burns, doesn't mean it doesn't burn in the sense you need, for example, fire also to cook. And it does burn, causes a heat and so on. But it means not destructive burning. Like we talked about in previous shiurim about fire in a fireplace. So the love here, although he says it's all encompassing and flowing, comes with a certain respect and discipline too. But that's the tachlis. The tachlis is love. Hashem created us out of love. Olam chesed yibaneh. Hashem has many attributes, but the world's binyan is with chesed. And that's the way Hashem wants us to look at the world. So, and this voice continued. Prayer must be part of your day. What a friend you have in prayer. What a comfort, what a protector. Prayer is the spark that brings the power of men into action. It is the invisible telephone wire stretching between your Father and you. Means the Father in heaven. I'm going to say that again. It is the invisible telephone wire stretching between your Father and you. It brings Hashem nearer. It is a conversation with Hashem. But remember, prayer must be prepaid. After all, if you expect the letter to reach its destination, you put a stamp on it. Otherwise, it goes to a dead letter office. There's a dead prayer office as well, where insincere petitions get buried. I will stop here for a second, just let everyone know that if they prayed insincerely in the past, if you pray sincerely now, from the depths of your heart, all those seemingly selfish prayers get moved from the trap out of that trap and come up as well. The Baal Tanya and other Svarim talk about that. So even if temporarily you said a prayer out of selfishness or insincerity, you could do tshuva on that. And then when you do tshuva on that and you have a heartfelt prayer, it elevates all the other prayers in your life. It's brought down by the Baal Tanya says this as an example. If Salach Lanu in, let's say, Shemayin Esrei, you didn't really have Kavana most of the year, and then one day you decide, I'm going to have full-fledged Kavana, feel bad about that when you didn't have Kavana. You say Salach Lanu with all the depths of your heart. Hashem accepts that prayer, and that elevates all the Salach Lanus of all the year, of all the times. It was not said with sincerity. So you could always, through tshuva, uproot a negative thing or a trap thing and bring it out to light. To continue, all of God's promises have conditions and you must fulfill the conditions if you wish to receive the blessings you seek. And work must be part of your day. Work is a bracha. It gives satisfaction. It makes you feel worthwhile, adequate, important. Work never hurt anybody. By the way, when it says work never hurt anybody, it means not overwork did hurt a lot of people. So it's, of course, work with a balance. Great is work because it honors the person. And Yafa Tamatayim Derech Eretz. For most of us, unless you're Rav Shim Ben Yochai or somebody like that, the work together with the Torah is what keeps us going. The world is moved not only by mighty pushes of heroes, but also by persistent nudges of each honest worker. And service must be part of your day. Service to man as well as to Hashem. Service to the poor, the sick, the depressed. The 1,000 miracles which you can perform daily. No day is complete unless you have done something for someone. By the way, I just want to add something here, because some people live in a life sometimes, and I have this in a lot of periods of my life, I'm sure all of you do, where it does seem that one day follows the next. You're following a routine, or you have to go to the same place at work, and you daven in the same shul, and you do the same routine at night, more or less, and you don't feel this change. You don't feel the transformative power in your day. And one needs to remember that, first of all, you never know. You open up, you ask Hashem to help to open up your eyes. You'll see opportunities even in your so-called mundane life. You will see sparks of things, of renewal, of hischachus, of specialness that you could bring into every single day, even though it seems outside-wise, externally, that each day is similar to the previous day. And Hashem does open doors where you will see new opportunities. But even if you don't, in an external way, in an internal way, through your prayer, through your internal look of things, you can transform a day that, even though externally it looks like the previous day or previous month or previous year or years, it is not. Every day is special. And the analyst, after saying this, says, that was my dream, but it was not a dream at all. It's a fact. At the start of a day, Hashem really throws new doors open for all of us. The other day, a reporter called on me, he said, and asked if I had done anything lately that deserved a space in my obituary. And it made me aware that while obituaries are published after death, they're actually written in life. So the idea is even the mundane has a specialness in life. We once did a shiur on this, but it's in Likutei Maran on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tzadik Hei, Hayoyim Im Bekoyle Shishma'u. Today, if you listen to my voice, and Rav Nachman Breslov says this is in Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Reish Beis, in his Likutei Maran. He says, Zeh klal godol b'avodas Hashem, it's a great klal in serving Hashem. Shelo yosim leneged einav kim oisei hayoyim. You only look towards that day. He says, whether it's in Parnassa, not to think of one day to the next, or to serve Hashem, just look at that day or that moment or that hour. When you go, want to start serving Hashem, you think that it's a very heavy burden. How am I going to carry this burden? I have so much that I owe Hashem, so much that I need to do, so much that I need to improve upon. I'm so messed up about so many things. How am I going to fix stuff and all of that, the baggage, and you have a heavy, heavy load of your past and your heavy, heavy load of what you need to do in the future, but throw that all out. He says, when you think you only have that one day, then it won't be a burden at all. And you won't push off one day to the next and doing something. You won't say, oh, I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll daven with kavana and with the proper kayach and so on. That was the Klipa, the impurity of Amalek, by the way. He used to say machar all the time. You see in the parsha of Amalek, machar, 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 machar. Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. And that's a klipa, that's a negative thing. Actually, you know, the only time machar is a good thing, and this Torah on it, is when you say slichas erev Yom Kippur. And you say machar yi ha'ois hazeh. Tomorrow Yom Kippur, we're going to see this sign of forgiveness. We say that in slichas of erev Yom Kippur. That machar is a good machar. You're looking forward to the forgiveness of Yom Kippur, which even Erev Yom Kippur has, if you utilize it properly. That's a good machar. But most machar is most pushing off to tomorrow's is Amalek. A person only has that day, that moment that he stands on. Tomorrow is a whole different world. That's what it means. Hayoyim in b'koyloi sishmo. Bracha v'atzlacha.